Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Eric. All right, hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new radio show on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning. It is Hump Day Wednesday. I am your host, Darnell Ballard, and we have a brand new show. This is called The Morning Voice. This is where we talk about everything that's happening in from community to nationwide news. And let me introduce everybody, because this is the first day that everybody is working together. We got my boy DJ Drake live with us. How you doing, DJ Drake?
What's going on, DJ? Donnie B.
You doing okay this morning, man?
I'm making it, man, on this hump day Wednesday morning, man.
I know that's right. And we also have Robin with us. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed. I cannot complain. And we got one more person with us. We have we got my boy Rundell.
Hey, how you
doing? Good morning, man. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. So before we start the show, I want everybody to introduce themselves. DJ Dre, I want you to introduce yourself. Let everybody know who you are, who you represent. Before we start the show this morning.
This is none other than DJ Dre with Sports News That You Can Use, and I want to congratulate and welcome our sister and our brother, Rundell, and our sister from Atlanta, Georgia, Ms. Robin Kerr.
That's right. That's right. All right. Robin, you next?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Would you repeat that for me?
You're next, and we want you to introduce yourself.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm Robin Curry. I'm here from Atlanta, Georgia. I am an event planner here in Georgia, which is doing very well. I have a couple of venues out here, so I'm more of a one-stop shop.
Okay.
Oh,
well, we may be using you in the future then.
Yes.
We're going to have to get all a
right.
party coming in October.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
It's a big event for the radio station, for WKNY Radio. We're going to be doing a lot of different stuff. Also, we want to introduce my other boy, my other buddy with us. We got Rundell. Good morning, man.
Good morning, Donnie B. Yeah, I'm here to discuss the hot topics and things going on in the news with people from local communities and all.
We're gonna get to that in a few minutes. I know be honest with y'all, 30 minutes is, we only have 30 minutes, and let me tell y'all, 30 minutes go by real quick. I'm just wondering, is 30 minutes gonna be enough? But for the community, first of all, we're gonna talk about this morning is there is a lot of stuff going on in the news that Trump is doing. And I want to get y'all honest opinion, especially from a female point of view. What are y'all thoughts on Trump and this Putin guy meeting after all the situation that we've been going on with Putin? Should Trump be working with Putin? Should we even have any kind of communication with him? Let's talk about that. Robin, I'm going to let you go first.
Oh boy. I gotta absorb this real quick. I think I'm gonna go catch the next round.
Okay, you're gonna catch the next round. All right, hey, I have no problem with that. All right, that's right. I'm gonna let you start it out.
Listen, I'm just gonna be straight up and blunt with you. Trump is not my president, so they in cahoots together.
Yeah.
So I don't trust neither one of them. I trust in God.
Exactly. I agree with you on that. I'm going to let our news guy go ahead and talk a little bit about it, because he know more information about what's going on. Right now, go ahead and tell us what's going on in the news with that.
Well, speaking of Trump and how unethical he is, it just came out about an hour ago that he and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, back in September 2016, were secretly recorded by one of McCohen's attorneys in his office named Larry Davis, He was secretly recording, offering to pay off a Playboy model who he had been sleeping around with named Taryn McDougley.
And, wow.
You know, and they recorded him saying, that, will I pay cash or not pay at all? And his lawyer, Michael Cohen, was saying, no, no, no. So that's right there what kind of. Yeah.
So what you're saying is Trump was trying to pay these people off, and his lawyer didn't want that.
Right. He was trying to pay this woman off from releasing her story to American media, led by David Pecker, the same guy. They're the same company that published the National Enquirer, but Trump was trying to pay to get this story so that she couldn't put it out there. Now, his lawyer now, Giuliani, tries to claim that, oh, no money was paid and this, that, or the other. But I highly doubt it. I believe he paid her off in 2016, in September, when he was running for president.
Right, and, right. You know, well, he probably didn't want that to look bad on him. You know, any little bitty thing, when you're running for a position like that, can be scary. Can be a bad thing for you when you're running. So maybe that's why he paid him off. But the thing about it is, why would you lie about it? If you did it, you did it. It was before you ran for president. Well, I mean, right. That this is my personal opinion. What do y'all think about it?
I mean, you hit it right on point. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not even gonna lie. But he was good on the
point. I'm not either.
I'm not a Trump fan. And you know,
either.
Whether you doing something good or bad, someone is always gonna have something to say. But
right
now, everybody is jumping on the bandwagon, so we don't have anything good to say about Trump.
Only thing I don't like about this Putin thing is that Now, y'all always talking bad about Barack Obama, but I can honestly say I think Barack Obama did more for anybody, but tried to do more for anybody. But when you got Republicans who are going up against this man, I watched his whole story from the time that he was a president to now. And when you are a Republican and you see what Barack Obama is trying to do, why would you block him from that? Just like everybody was saying, oh, Barack Obama didn't give a good job. I think Barack Obama did everything he wanted to, that he tried to do. But when you got a group of Republicans who are up there, who are going up against him, he said, if you go back to any of his record, he said if you get the jobs together, I will sign it now. Put it on my desk,
right.
I will sign it. Well, the Republicans didn't want that. The Republicans did everything they could to block him. But now they want to say, Trump is getting all these jobs. Newsflash. Barack Obama had already started bringing jobs back. Jobs had already been coming back. But the idea is the Republicans did not want Barack Obama to get the credit for it. They wanted to get the credit for everything, and they didn't want him. They wanted to make him look bad. So now, if you notice, every time they say something, they got to bring Barack Obama name in it. Barack Obama has not been the president almost in a year and a half, going on two years. But they still want to blame Barack Obama for everything. It's too late. You can't blame Barack Obama for nothing now, because everything you do now is on you. It's not on Barack Obama. He's no longer the president. He no longer has the power. He didn't have the power then because the Republicans didn't want him to have the power. The Republicans were saying, hey, you know what? We're not going to do this. We're going to block you. And that's what they did. They blocked him for everything he tried to do. That's what I try to tell our black community when they say, well, Barack Obama didn't do nothing for the black. Well, he couldn't do nothing for a simple reason. When you got that many Republicans that blocked him, every time he tried to do something, they can't do it because the Republicans are blocking him. But I will say one thing he tried to get a lot of innocent people out of prison who was in prison for no reason. So we can't say he did anything else for the black community. We can say, hey, he was able to free a lot of black community. And a lot of people don't know that this go all the way back when former President Clinton was the president.
Yeah,
right.
That,
if y'all think about it.
Right.
If y'all think about it.
Well,
go ahead.
I think that what back to Trump, I mean, this only shows he's trying to use the art of misdirection, trying to be like a magician. He wants you to focus, oh, well, Obama's the reason why everything's messed up, but we know different. You know, every person does that, though. And they're all guilty of it. Obama was blaming Bush administration for things.
Right.
It's all of them.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But at the same time, I feel like if we can't trust Trump as a liar on small issues, what do you think's going on behind doors?
Here's what I say, and you're right about that. Okay, now you got a lot of white folks who are getting angry and upset. A lot of white folks don't like Trump now. Okay, but you got to get a man. I mean, but you got to get a man. You got to get a man the benefit of the doubt, because at the same time, you already knew what you were dealing with when you voted for this man. When everybody, you knew he was a liar. You knew he was a sexist. You knew he was this. You knew he was all that. So the fact that you knew that this man was all of that, he really have a lot about nothing. He just been who? He been himself. He been who he's been all this time. And so when America start getting angry and upset, saying that Trump is doing this, Trump is doing that, well, don't get mad, because you knew what type of man you was bringing into the White House. You did that because you wanted to get back at Hillary Clinton. If I get Trump in, we don't have to worry about Hillary Clinton. But guess what? It probably would have been better to get Hillary Clinton in than to get this man in, because this man right here is totally completely messing up everything. It only takes one button. You can just push one button, and he'll have us at war with everybody. He would have us at war with everybody. So we gotta be very careful. And his words, I don't think he understands how powerful his word is, and that what's going to end up happening. One of those small countries going to end up trying to do something bad to us if we ain't careful. So Trump is putting his fist in his mouth. And he's a dictator. He's a dictator like Putin. Putin's a dictator, and he remind me of Hitler. That's who Trump remind me of. It's Hitler. I said that from the beginning when he first got in White House. I was telling everybody. I said, you know what? I said, y'all sitting there laughing, but this man's gonna be our next president. And everybody was like, oh man, he ain't gonna be the president. I said, more my word. I said, y'all think that this man is gonna be the next president of the United States? Y'all got another thing coming. This man is already whooping everybody else and winning over everybody. So he's gonna be our next president. Oh, now Hillary gonna get it. My mom, I said, okay. And you know what? I didn't even get surprised the night that he won. I wasn't even surprised. Matter of fact, I was like, I knew he was gonna get it because if you think about it, think about the crowd of people, the type of people that's voting for him. And when he say make America great again, well, he's really saying make America white again. Let's keep it real. When he say we're going to make America great again, no, he's not saying let's make America great again. He said make America white again. And that's why, if you notice, 80% of the people that voted for him are racist. Let's keep it real, are racist as hell, and they do not give a damn about nobody else but them. What really scared me, though, is that how many of the Mexicans that are voting for this man. Why would you vote for this man who don't give a damn about you? Come on, he don't give a damn about you. He can care less about you. He wants you out of this country. If he could make the black people go, he can't make us go, but if he could, don't you know he would have all of us out? And nobody believed this man. But this man is all about the whites. He's not about the blacks. And the fact that he disrespected Barack Obama, disrespected the black community by saying, what do you have to lose? When he said, what do you have to lose? What do y'all think he was saying? He was saying that y'all ain't got nothing anyway. That's what he's saying. Black people ain't got nothing anyway. Barack Obama didn't do nothing for you. That's how he thinks. And he really believed that black people are nothing. That's the sad part about it. He really believed that.
Right.
Yes. Go ahead.
So what's he saying? Trump want to say, let's make America great again and let's make black slaves again.
Thank you. That's exactly what he wants. You're right. Wow. I agree with you. But, wow. You know, he's not going to be – I don't care what he say. He's not going to be able to do that. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about this, y'all, because we got less than 15 minutes. I told you the time go by quick. We're going to take a quick station break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to get with Dre with the sports news you can use. When we come back, and we're gonna get everything ready again. We got 15 more minutes left when we come back, but when we come back, probably going to have about 10 minutes. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to tune into us live this morning. It's Wednesday morning, Hump Day Wednesday on WKNY Radio.
Reaching Houston, we are a group of individuals and companies who have come together for one purpose, to meet the immediate needs of Hurricane Harvey victims. Individual and family financial assistance, pillows and blankets, food items, canned or packaged, clothing, household goods, personal hygiene products, utility assistance, and bottled water. 24-hour turnaround, no income requirements, pickup locations around the city. To receive assistance, donate, or for more information, visit the website at www.reachinghouston.org. Together, we can.
Inspirational. Ministry. Music. Family. And more. Introducing All Nations TV Network, the place where your ministry connects to the world. Experience a new face in broadcasting. It's All Nations TV. Ministry on the go. For more information, visit our website at www.allnationstv.com.
Are you looking for more time to spend with your friends and family? Are you tired of living payday to payday? Would you like to wake up when you're finished sleeping? Do you have too much month at the end of your money? Do your kids know the babysitter better than you? If you're ready to do something about it, go to www.enjoymylife.info.
Inspirational. Ministry. Music. Family. And more. Introducing All Nations TV Network, the place where your ministry connects to the world. Experience a new face in broadcasting.
Come on, put your hands together like this.
It's All Nations TV. Ministry on the go. For more information, visit our website at www.allnationstv.com.
Reaching Houston, we are a group of individuals and companies who have come together for one purpose, to meet the immediate needs of Hurricane Harvey victims. Individual and family financial assistance, pillows and blankets, food items, canned or packaged, clothing, household goods, personal hygiene products, utility assistance, and bottled water. 24-hour turnaround. No income requirements, pickup locations around the city. To receive assistance, donate, or for more information, visit the website at www.reachinghouston.org. Together, we can.
Are you looking for more time to spend with your friends and family? Are you tired of living payday to payday? Would you like to wake up when you're finished sleeping? Do you have too much month at the end of your money? Do your kids know the babysitter better than you? If you're ready to do something about it, go to www.enjoymylife.info.
Inspirational. Ministry. Music. Family. And more. Introducing All Nations TV Network, the place where your ministry connects to the world. Experience a new face in broadcasting.
Come on, put your hands together like this.
It's All Nations TV. Ministry on the go. For more information, visit our website at www.allnationstv.com.
Reaching Houston, we are a group of individuals and companies who have come together for one purpose: to meet the immediate needs of Hurricane Harvey victims. Individual and family financial assistance, pillows and blankets, food items, canned or packaged, clothing, household goods, personal hygiene products, utility assistance, and bottled water. 24-hour turnaround, no income requirements, pickup locations around the city. To receive assistance, donate, or for more information, visit the website at www.reachinghouston.org. Together, we can.
We're going to get you ready before, you know, get you ready for the top story news of today. And there's a lot going on. Speaking of what's going on, we also got to go with our boy Dre real quick. What's going on in the world of sports news, man? What's going on in the world of sports news this morning?
What's going on, DJ Dinah B, and to our sister Robin Karen, to our brother Rundell? This
yes.
is DJ Dre with sports news that you can use. And listen, we are less than 3 days away from the Cowboys training camp in Oxford, California. And listen,
wow.
Dallas Cowboys are the number one American favorite team. And listen, mm-hmm. Cowboys will start the new season, 2018, with almost a brand new group of tight ends and receivers. And Dak Prescott will win games through this by accuracy, mobility, a will to win, by not just exclusively throwing it to just one, but possibly two players. We know one player is Cole Beasley, who is one of Dak Prescott's favorite and dependable targets. And then Terrence Williams and Michael Gallup. Michael Gallup is a new player, are the other two that we're looking at. Logical, you know, choices. And then we have Kevin Durant, who's got a 2-year max deal with the Warriors.
All right.
So he won't be making more money than LeBron James, but he got a 2-year max deal going on. And they won't be winning the championship this year. I'm going with the Lakers.
Okay.
All right.
That's our boy right there with that sports news you can use right here on WKNY Radio. Your number one new morning show. Make sure you tune in to us every morning from 6 to 7 right here on WKNY Radio. This show repeats at 6:30 as well. And also, shout out to everybody out there listening to us right here. And speaking of that, we want to talk about the weather forecast, because it's going to be another hot day, but guess what? It's not going to be as hot as it was over the weekend. Now, over the weekend, we got up to 108 to 111. Well, guess what, y'all? Today's forecast for the Dallas-Fort Worth area is going to be hot, but not as hot. It's going to be 101. Now, yesterday, we kind of got a break because it wasn't that hot. It was only 98 to 99 degrees. So today's forecast is going to be a high of only, 101. So we're not doing too bad. I'd rather go for 101 anytime versus going to 110 to 111. And somebody used to ask me all the time when I was in high school. I used to be the weather man for the Polytechnic High School when I was in high school. Me and this girl would do the weather, and she would do the news. I would do the weather on the loudspeaker every Friday morning. Huh. But for some reason, I always get the weather wrong when I did. Herb Todd was like one of the biggest weathermen in Dallas-Fort Worth. He was one of my weather man, but I just wanted to bring it up. Now, somebody asked me, they said, have you always wanted to be there? I used to want to be a weather man, and the closest I got to being a weather man, y'all, was on Channel 11, CBS 11 News. I got a chance to be the weather watcher.
Right.
So I love science, and I love weather. I just love love the conversation of weather. Yeah, and I used to want to do that, and my teacher then would put me in front of this big old class, and I had to pretend I was doing the weather. So it's a good opportunity now to be able to actually do the weather on my own radio station. What do y'all think about that? On my own radio
station,
I can do the weather.
Yes, I think it's excellent.
All right. That is, Hey, I love it. But that's the weather forecast. Remember, y'all, whatever you guys do, make sure you drink plenty of water today. And also make sure that you don't let the animals out too much. And also your kids. And I have an 11-year-old. My son got pissed off at me last weekend because I didn't let him go out. That's how bad it was. And Dre would tell you that when it comes to coffee, I got to have my cup of coffee. But for 2 days straight, I did not drink coffee. And Dre was like, DJ Dre was looking at me like, man, you didn't drink no coffee? All right, y'all. It is time for us to get ready for our boy. Okay, Rondell, what you got in the news, man? What else is going on in the world of news today?
Well, they caught the guy who stabbed the young 18-year-old female in MacArthur Station. It was they caught him. Mr. Coldwell.
Good, they call him. I gotta say this real quick. You know the sad part about it? The man that stabbed this 18-year-old girl was racist. He did not like black people.
The
question is, how was she targeted? How did he pick this person out of all the black people? Why did she get picked?
Well, they're saying they don't really have a motive now. You know how a lot of the media will try to cover and protect the white supremacists in some cases when it comes to these situations. Right now they're saying they don't have a motive. They said it was more like a prison stab, and he ran up behind her and just, you know, stuck her so fast it was at a drop of a dime. Stuck her and stuck her sister. They'll probably more than likely say the usual, that he was psychologically deranged or something like that. Anybody can run up and stab somebody like that, in my opinion. They have full mental functions going on. You know, they're in full control of their mental faculties.
I believe
that. But yeah, I do believe it's race motivated. Because there was a neo-Nazi group, they said, that was meeting in Oakland that day when it happened. It wasn't the KKK or anything. It was some other white supremacist group that was meeting there the same day that this happened. So, he was affiliated with them, I believe it. And
y'all look at this. Look at what Trump is doing. You see how he's motivating these. We never had this kind of problem when Barack Obama was in the White House, when Bush was in the White House. We never had this type of problem that we're having now, where Trump is encouraging more of this balance that's going on. He's encouraging that.
I think it's crazy. Always been encouraged in America. I just think it's being more exposed now. I think by him more honest about his feelings, now people have drawn more attention to it. But I think it has escalated. But it's been gradually escalating for years. All the way back from the Clintons on up to now, even before that. So I feel that, if you have a president in there that's a dictator, who wishes he was a dictator, who every bill that he passes, Congress just seems to just slide it right on through. They just slide it right on through. You're going to get these kind of issues. And a large percent of the, 80% of the people who probably voted for him, like you said earlier, DJ Donnie B, was, white folks. So that ought to tell you something right there, that is 80% of them probably out here in society who have those same type of feelings.
All right, man. I tell you what, we'll continue this conversation tomorrow. You guys, we got 47 seconds left. We definitely want to thank the new team. Y'all make sure y'all check us out every morning right here on WKNY Radio. We are your community radio station that cares about the community. And remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you. Coming up next, y'all check out the new morning show, WKNY Morning Show with DJ Byron. Coming up next right here on WKNY Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.